his stars here in training camp. Hugh Jackson has talked about a couple of times how he really jumped out. How do you think this this first week plus has gone for you?
I mean, I think I did pretty good this week. There's some stuff I need to clean up on, but for the most part, I'm making plays out there. I knew I'm capable of making these plays, so it's not a shock to me at all.
Can you just talk about when you got drafted, you kind of felt like you should have gone higher?
Yeah.
Do you carry that with you every day? Every time you throw the ball, do you carry that with you?
Yeah, every day I wake up, I think about that. You know, I thought I was going to go third or fourth, end up going in the seventh round, which, I mean, I'm thankful right now because I'm with a great organization right now. So I'm blessed, and I'm happy with how everything is going so far for me.
How many running backs were drafted ahead of you?
29.
Do you? Oh, go ahead.
How do you know that?
I mean, because.
Are you counting them the 3 days of the draft?
I mean, I wasn't really counting. I don't know how I knew that number, but I just know the number, to tell the truth. But, yeah, I know for a fact there's not 29 running backs that's in that draft that's better than me, so.
What was it like going through round after round, your name's not getting called? What was that like for you emotionally?
That was tough. That was probably one of the toughest moments of my life, you know. But, I mean, I have my family there supporting me, so it was all good. It turned out to be the best for me right now.
Matthew, for someone who didn't call it for North Carolina State, it will surprise you how you run through the tackles pretty well. You don't seem to have any fear of that, even at this level. Is that pretty much your style? You consider yourself more of an inside runner?
I mean, I love running the ball inside. I love running the ball outside. Ran the ball outside a lot in college. Use that receiver a lot in college and stuff. So I look at myself as a every down back. I could do everything. So.
So here you are. You're getting to it's the second last pick in the draft. And you don't. I mean, did you have any idea that the Browns were?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I was already talking to a bunch of teams about free agency and stuff. So I had no idea the Browns were going to pick me up. So I was happy when I got that phone call.
So you were starting to kind of get a little bit down about thinking I'm not getting drafted.
Yeah, I already came to that conclusion I wasn't getting drafted. So.
So you said that was one of the toughest moments in your life to go through that. What moment was it like when you did get that phone call?
I mean, I was hysterically crying, and you know, my family was there. They were so happy and stuff. So it was a good and a bad moment. So it was fun.
Matthew, that distinction of being the last player, that Mr. Irrelevant, I don't think it's too much of an honor.
No.
You want to avoid that?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely don't want to be Mr. Irrelevant, but you know, I got an opportunity right now, so I'm gonna run with it.
Do you think maybe when you look back on your career, it could possibly turn out to be the best thing that ever happened to you? Did you slip to the seventh round?
I mean, I don't really look at it that way. I felt like anywhere I would have went, just the person I am, I feel like I would have been able to make plays anywhere I went. But I'm really happy to be in part of this organization. So,
is there an NFL back that you resemble, you think, in style or up to?
I love watching Frank Gore. We have, like, similar build. And, you know, just the way he runs in between the tackles and stuff, so he does a really good job at that. And I love watching LT when he played, so he did a great job of catching the ball and stuff, and I feel like that's one of my best suits for me. So,
have you gotten a chance to talk to Jim Brown while you're out here? And if so, what is Jim Brown saying to you, and have you watched any of his film?
I haven't got a chance to talk to him. I've only met him once at, like, a rookie dinner, and that was a really cool experience to meet him and stuff. But I've watched a ton of his tapes already. So.
Since you've been here?
No, before.
Before?
Before.
Okay.
I already know he's one of the best running backs ever. So
do you watch a lot of the old-time greats?
He's probably like the only person I've really watched in the past. So.
So is it that ironic that you know you watched all that Jim Brown tape and then
yeah.
You're up in Cleveland?
I mean, I guess you could say it is ironic, but he's one of the greatest backs ever, and I'm sure a lot of people watches him too. So.
Did you ever get any kind of explanation for why you get drafted where you thought you were?
I didn't get any explanations to that. Talked to my agent about it. He has no idea either. But like I said, I'm really happy to be with this organization right now.
And I don't know if you mentioned it, but did the Browns visit with you prior? Was there any tip-off that they liked it?
Nope. Only interactions I had with them was in the Senior Bowl.
Oh, so. Were you on whose team?
Yes, I was.
There you go.
Yes.
The fact that you're getting opportunities, I mean, yesterday you got some reps with the ones, you know, three straight carries, you got, I think, 12, 13 yards with the first down. The fact that you're getting these opportunities, though, and do you look at that as a positive for you?
I mean, yeah, I definitely look at it as a positive. I'm glad that they put me in a position that I could actually make plays and stuff like that. So I'm happy for the opportunity and stuff like that. But I still got a lot more to prove to the coaches and stuff. And, you know, just my pass protection and stuff, and just who I need to get and stuff like that. So it's a lot more stuff, but I'm getting there.
You've really established that you can catch the ball really well.
Yeah.
Is this something that you have always done really well, or have you been working at it?
Even since high school, my coaches put me at receiver. I caught the ball really well. In college, caught the ball really well. I think my first and my second year, I was the leading receiver on the team as well. So.
And that just gives you that added dimension of being able to. Do you watch Duke the way that,
Yeah, I definitely, I really watch him because I see a lot of myself in him too, so.
Matthew, is there a moment where during this training camp you thought, hey, I belong, I can really make a name for myself in this league?
Does that happen? I'll probably say one of the first plays when we went full pads and had a pretty nice run. I really felt my confidence went up then, and that's when I knew I definitely belonged. I don't know how long it was, but it was a pretty good run.
Saturday live drill.
Yeah, definitely.
So are you determined that you're just going to make it impossible for them to keep you off that 53-man roster?
Can you say that again?
Are you determined to make it absolutely impossible? Let me put this in another way. Are you determined that you're going to make that 53-man roster no matter what? Is that what you're out here every day?
I mean, absolutely, yeah. I mean, in my eyes, I'm looking as I'm going in as a starter. And, I mean, I know they got their guys right now, but I'm still going to go in there with that mindset. And whatever I can do to help the team, that's what I'm going to do. If it's special teams, that's what I'm going to do.
The speed of the NFL game, obviously, it's a lot faster than the college game.
And yeah.
Sometimes the field vision that you have in college doesn't always translate to the NFL tools that were there in college.
Mm-hmm.
You think are there in the NFL and they really aren't. So from that aspect, what have you seen there for yourself? How do you think your field vision's coming along?
I mean, I feel like I played in a really good conference where there's a ton of great players. So, I mean, I feel like there is a difference, but not too much of a difference. But I played in the ACC, so it was a great talent there. So I'm not really seeing that much of a difference. But, you know, guys are bigger, stronger, faster. So thing closes up faster and stuff. So, yeah.
Do you have a history as a returner?
I played kick return my first and my second year in college. That's about it.
Have you worked at it at all?
Yeah. They got me at kick return as well.
How important could that be to your chances to, you know, like you said, when you talk about making the team, special teams plays a big role?
You know, everything on special teams plays a big role into me making this team. From a punt return, kickoff return, kickoffs, just anything on special teams helps with me. So.
Is there any current or former NFL returners? You watch your Browns, so did you watch any returners or whatever? Maybe to learn something or?
Honestly, I never really watched any returners, to be honest. I mean, I just go out there and just catch the ball and just take off.
That's basically. Did Joe's tell you about Josh Cribbs?
Yeah, David, we talk about him a lot in the meeting room, so, yeah.
Is there another back in the NFL that was drafted low or maybe even undrafted that you kind of look to for any type of inspiration?
I mean, not really, but you see Crowell, him being undrafted, that helped build my confidence up a little bit too, because he was given the opportunity, and I mean, now he's the start of the team, so that gives me a lot of hope.
Has he taken you under his wing a little bit? helping
yeah,
a lot.
Him and Duke, they definitely been helping me out through this whole process, and it's been fun.
I know it's a long way down the road, but do you see a scenario where on third down you could be one of the back, Duke can be in the slot, you both out there on the field?
I mean, however the coaches see it best to do that, I mean, I'm all for it. Whatever they want to do, I'm ready to do it.